This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The top U.S. public health agency stirred confusion by posting and then taking down an apparent change in its position on how easily the coronavirus can spread from person to person through the air. But officials at the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say their position has not really changed and that the post last week on the agency's website was an error that has been taken down. It was an honest mistake that happened when a draft update was posted before going through a full editing and approval process, according to Dr. Jay Butler, the CDC's Deputy Director for Infectious Diseases. Now, all of this comes as British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is set to announce new restrictions on social interaction Tuesday as the government there tries to slow the spread of the coronavirus before it spirals out of control. The announcement comes a day after the government's top scientific and medical advisors said virus infections were doubling every 7 days and could rise to 49,000 a day by mid-October if nothing is done to stem the tide. The White House is urging governors to put aside politics and help promote the awaited coronavirus vaccine as safe and effective. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
On a call with the nation's governors, Vice President Mike Pence urged they use their bully pulpits to help reassure the public that vaccines will be safe after a quick but rigorous vetting by the Food and Drug Administration. Pence says his request is non-political, acknowledging the tension of this election season, but vowing no corners will be cut to approve a vaccine. In the private call obtained by the Associated Press, the vice president says the administration doesn't want people undermining confidence in the process. Meanwhile, Connecticut's Democratic governor has created a scientific advisory panel in his state to...
That's AP's Jackie Quinn, and this is VOA News. There are now more than 964,000 deaths globally from COVID-19, more than 31.3 million infections. Now, as people around the world contemplate when they'll be able to take vacations again, the cruise line industry is now preparing for that surge. Major companies say they will test all passengers and crew for COVID-19 prior to boarding as part of their plan to fight the virus. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
While no date has been set for cruises to resume, a trade group that represents 95% of global ocean-going cruise capacity says that in addition to COVID tests, passengers and crew will need to wear masks on board whenever physical distancing isn't possible. The CDC has a no-sail order for U.S. waters through the end of the month. The Cruise Lines International Association Safety Plan will now go to the CDC, which will decide whether to lift the no-sail order, which has been extended twice since March. I'm Shelley Adler.
Tropical storm Beta made landfall on the upper Texas coast Monday night. The storm made landfall about 5 miles north of Port O'Connor, Texas, with maximum winds of 45 miles per hour, and the U.S. National Hurricane Center saying that Beta was the ninth named storm that made landfall in the continental U.S. this year. It's tied a record set in 1916, according to Colorado State University hurricane researcher Phil Klotzbach. This was the first time a Greek letter named storm made landfall in the continental U.S. Forecasters ran out of traditional storm names Friday, forcing the use of the Greek alphabet for only the second time since the 1950s. The biggest unknown for Beta is how much rainfall it could produce. The UN's first virtual meeting of world leaders was set to start this Tuesday with pre-recorded speeches from some of the planet's biggest powers. They have been kept at home by the coronavirus pandemic that will likely be a dominant theme at their video gathering this year. Among those expected to speak this Tuesday are U.S. President Trump and Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro. Both countries have reported the highest and second highest coronavirus death tolls, respectively. Also on a deck are China, where the virus originated, and Russia, which has raised international eyebrows with its rapid vaccine development. And Canadian police on Monday searched an apartment in Montreal suburbs that is linked to a woman arrested for sending a ricin-filled envelope to the White House and to five other addresses in the state of Texas. She still has not been identified by authorities. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.